Ladies and gentlemen, we are finally on episode 10, Bulbasaur in the Hidden Village. It is about time we got some new Pokemon in this traveling circus. But yes, if you haven't guessed, this is Pika P Podcast. We're going through every single episode of Pokemon from start to finish. And we will continue battling bravely on to watch Ash and Pikachu and all their adventures while we revisit our childhood. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome! As I said, episode 10. Team Satoshi is lost because somebody decided to put Ash in charge of navigating. Bickering is the result. Rock tries to calm it down, his primary function these days, and when they break, Ash is sufficiently distracted in trying to catch an Oddish. Except Misty wants to catch it, so the excitement continues. But a Bulbasaur steps in to save the Oddish, knocking away Misty's Pokeball. Ash is excited, but Bulbasaur takes down Butterfree easily, and he's resigned to keeping a lookout for a new one. As they cross a bridge, a gust of wind comes up and breaks it, and Brock is swept away by the current. Ash manages to get the rest of the team to shore, just in time to fall into a hole and get caught up in a net. Bulbasaur shows up to taunt them a bit, and then leaves them alone for Ash and Misty to get cabin fever. And we've always known that Ash has an imagination, but here we can see that it's completely off the charts, spinning this yarn that Brock's been kidnapped by pirates and one of them has a peg leg. Yes, it's the dub talking, but the Japanese version is equally creative and weird. As it turns out, Brock was not saved by pirates, but by a beautiful girl, not a pirate in disguise. And Brock takes them to the hidden village where they meet the savior, Melanie. The Hidden Village is a place for Pokemon who've been hurt or abandoned, and they can come and rest and be healed. Misty senses the sexual tension between Brock and Melanie, one-sided as it might be, and she teases him about it. And I think Brock shows remarkable restraint in trying to keep his crush under wraps instead of, you know, proclaiming it from the rooftops, like he always does. As it turns out, Melanie is the one who set the traps to keep away thieves and robbers. Speak of the devil, Team Rocket is looking for the hidden village and repeatedly falling into traps along the way. They should be taking notes. These hole traps are so much better made than theirs. Meanwhile, Misty tries to make nice with Oddish, and Ash meets Bulbasaur properly. Bulbasaur guards the Pokemon of the hidden village and hates Pokemon trainers. Ash doesn't take offense and instead thinks it shows great bravery on Bulbasaur's part. While Bulbasaur has not been abandoned himself, at least it's never stated, he has seen an awful lot of abandoned Pokemon in his time, and is extremely distrustful of humans. That said, it's not a completely blanket hatred, as he does have a good bond with Melanie, and after witnessing Ash in action, grows to trust him enough to take a chance and let Ash try to catch him. But before that, Team Rocket finally gets to the Hidden Village by, I kid you not, attaching balloons to the roof of a stadium, flying it to the village, and using a giant hose to suck up all the Pokemon. Where do they get these ideas? Seriously, their imagination could take them places if they could just reel it in and put it to good use. Ash helps out Bulbasaur in saving the Pokemon, and Team Rocket goes blasting off again. When it's over, Ash makes a joke and Bulbasaur actually laughs. Like, you know, Bulbasaur's starting to warm up to him, and Melanie thinks that Bulbasaur should go with Ash, and tries to convince him of the fact, as if Ash needed convincing. Bulbasaur states the condition, a match, and it's actually Pikachu that steps up for it. And he looks excited, so it seems we finally got Pikachu on board with the battling thing, or he just really is looking forward to having Bulbasaur for a friend. Physically, Bulbasaur seems to have the advantage over the battle-unfamiliar and sometimes battle-lazy Pikachu, but Pikachu holds his own, and that Thunderbolt gets them the victory, and when Ash throws that Pokeball, Bulbasaur is caught with no trouble. And they continue on the journey, Misty taunting Brock about his love life, and Ash oblivious, and Bulbasaur is the newest member of the party, and thank goodness, because seriously, on the Kanto team, Bulbasaur is the one with all the leadership skills. They need him. Now, I really like Melanie's speech when she's encouraging Bulbasaur to go. Like, the hidden village seems so idyllic, but she points out that without any hardship, the Pokemon aren't willing to leave, and they need to. Recovery involves, you know, leaving and returning to the real world. And Pokemon and humans are meant to be together. They're better together, which is a big part of the Pokemon world. It's not all about battling. It's about interaction and relationships and dealing with other personalities. So I think, in a way, it almost sums up the whole series, her little speech about just go with Ash. But we're going to end the episode there. And again, thank you to our listeners. We got comments from AdSizzle and Pokefan333. And, well, as long as you guys keep listening, we will keep kicking it old school in Kanto. And if you'd like to review as well, you can visit us on iTunes, leave any review you see fit, or you can visit us at the blog, www.pikapipodcast.blogspot.com. And any way you'd like to visit us and comment or participate is more than welcome. Thanks for listening. This has been Pika Pi Podcast, and gotta catch them all, guys. Pikachu, Pika, Pikachu. Pika, Pika, Pikachu. 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 Pika, Pikachu. Pika, Pika, Pikachu. Choo, choo, Pikachu. Pika, Pika. Pikachu. Pikachu!